Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. Now, before we start the show tonight, I just want to remind everybody to check out patriotswitch.com. Clearly, if you're listening to my broadcast tonight, you are one of the ones that genuinely cares about the direction that we are headed, not only as a country, but as an entire human species. The entire world is at stake. And more, we are realizing that we are engaged in the most epic battle in all of human history, really. And it's being waged in unprecedented ways. And one of the ways, and one of the theaters in this war in which we have the ability to strike back at the enemy is emerging through companies like Patriot Switch that give you the opportunity to align your financial resources with your value system and to reject the value system that's associated with the vertically integrated big box conglomerates that are all owned by BlackRock and Vanguard, as we know. This is a movement that is gathering steam with every passing day, and I am really proud to be a part of this. Patriot Switch is not only offering at this point personal and household products, but they have recently moved into the beef industry as well. This is a very, very exciting time to get involved with Patriot Switch, especially given how many uncertainties there are in terms of the supply chain. Make the switch today, folks. Get ahead of the curve. Join this movement. Secure your family's needs and do it in a way that you can be proud of. This is how we change the world together. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is February 23rd, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight, I'm going to provide a situation update, and I'm going to discuss a wide range of recent developments that really paint a picture of where we are right now in this epic struggle to liberate humanity from evil. We're going to get into all of it tonight, folks, so hopefully you will enjoy the analysis. You know, it was amazing to see Donald Trump step up to the plate and demonstrate what real leadership looks like, and in the process, force the EPA and the fake Biden administration into action as the result of the optics, which are all completely engineered behind the scenes to reveal the ineptitude of the Biden administration, as well as communicate to the growing number of folks who are awakening out there who's really in charge. Trump signaled to all of us that he is indeed commander-in-chief, and he is acting presidential. He is acting as a president and a leader should. He listened to their stories. He provided aid. He took the residents out to eat, etc., in a signal of solidarity with the people. Although I have to say, for the life of me, I can't explain why Trump hasn't figured out what's going on at McDonald's. I'd actually heard a long time ago that he was a big fan of the Khazarian Mafia food chain and of Diet Coke. And this is one of the things that I really just scratch my head and I wonder about. I mean, the chemicals and the poison inside the food at McDonald's are probably every bit as much as a threat as what happened in East Palestine. And that's not to put anything lightly. But then again, we also have Trump pushing the jab. And this really has me wondering at some level, and I fully admit this is speculatory, but I do wonder whether there is some truth to the real Trump being locked down in Cheyenne Mountain and the cabal version being out there appearing on certain levels to be saying and doing all the right things. But then, of course, we have these sorts of inexplicable Trumpisms, I guess you'd call them, that really make you wonder how he could possibly not know certain information and or continue to promote certain things that are clearly deadly, like the jab and, well, let's just say McDonald's. And you know, it's also worth noting that the food chain contamination out of China that is becoming evident in the fast food supply, particularly at places like McDonald's, is functioning in a similar manner to the jab. This is actually something that I talked to Utsava about when we had our discussion. It's functioning as a delivery system for the AI. And it's introducing these parasites in the food that communicate with the 5G. So to me, it would seem virtually impossible that the real Donald John Trump, the real president, would be unaware of this. And this leads me to believe that either we have cabal versions of him pushing their agenda, or that Gene decodes intel about the drive to get the graphene oxide, to get the mRNA, to get all of these ingredients, shall we say, for lack of a better word, this gene-altering technology into as many people as possible. Perhaps Gene's intel is spot on. Or it could be that Kerry's intel about Trump having to compromise on the jab agenda, and this is something that we just talked about, and it's also tied to fast foods as well. Perhaps that's what's driving this disconnect. There seems to be a clear agenda with regard to this that isn't what it appears to be on the surface. And all I know is that one way or another, it's not going to be long before the whole truth about the transhuman depopulation agenda comes out. We're already seeing it. And that is a major liability for the White Hats, as far as I'm concerned, until I have a satisfactory explanation that I can hang my hat on. I think probably most of you out there would agree with me. The good guys are going to have to figure out a way to square this element of the 5D chess match with We the People very soon and very convincingly, because the Great Awakening can't move forward in the absence of transparency and trust. And so I'm very curious to see how this disclosure plays out so that we can finally see what the strategy of pushing this poison out onto the public really is. But it is undeniable that Trump is demonstrating true leadership in terms of addressing this crisis situation, while fake Biden simultaneously is making a surprise trip, supposedly, to the Ukraine to shovel more money into protecting cabal interests. I mean, folks, you really don't have to be a rocket scientist to see that this clown is overtly and brazenly offending the American people, the entire country, indeed the entire world, by ignoring this crisis to protect what is clearly his own self-interest. And of course, simultaneously, we're seeing those connections become more and more obvious on the narrative battlefield, which we now control. So I do believe that this is being engineered by the White Hats to both wake people up and once again reassure the patriots out there that our commander-in-chief is really in control behind the scenes. But we also need to temper that commentary by reinforcing the reality that kinetic battles are still ongoing, and very serious threat vectors are still being planned against us by what remains of the enemy. Make no mistake about that. And we also need to remember that the level of infiltration into virtually every area of our levers of power over many decades is what is dictating the progress and the slow pace of this war. And on the topic of infiltration, we know that the CCP has been at the forefront of that effort within the continental United States for quite some time. And I've reported on the Chinese fentanyl operation on the border with Mexico, as well as the intel which has emerged indicating the presence of CCP soldiers underground who have been engaging the alliance in the tunnels, supported by not only cartel mercenaries, but also cyborgs developed in these underground labs. And you might remember that Jim Willie referenced that in one of our recent discussions. And then just the other day, I saw an article out of Conservative Brief indicating that a covert police station located in New York City that was being run by the Chinese government has closed after the FBI raided the location in recent months. And the Epoch Times put out a report on this, and they quoted the U.S. State Department official associated with this raid as having confirmed the operation and the station's closure. And this official, whose name wasn't given, said, quote, "The FBI has confirmed that the overseas police station in New York linked to Fuzhou has closed." we continue to be concerned about PRC, that's People's Republic of China, transnational repression efforts around the world, and we are also coordinating with allies and partners on this issue. And then the article went on to say that the closure of the facility in New York's Chinatown comes just weeks after the New York Times reported that agents raided and searched the building at an undisclosed time last fall. The facility and more than 100 others like it form a network of covert facilities from which experts believe that the Chinese Communist Party is conducting a campaign of transnational repression. According to two reports published in October 2022 and December 2022, by Safeguard Defenders, a nonprofit organization, the overseas police posts, or outposts, excuse me, are used to collect intelligence and even forcibly repatriate Chinese dissidents to the mainland to be in prison. And the same official from the State Department said, quote, "We are aware of reports regarding the alleged PRC overseas police stations. We take this issue very seriously. Establishing so-called overseas police stations without the invitation or approval of the country in which they are operating raises serious issues of respect for the sovereignty of that country," end quote. And boy, is that a key word. We're going to talk about that one in some detail tonight. So this is yet another example of CCP boots on the ground here in the United States. And I do recall Juan O'Savin alluding to this multifaceted invasion force coming to light. And he predicted that the process of rooting all of them out would be quite messy, and at certain points, very potentially kinetic as well. But I think it's also worth noting that the FBI has actually been reformed behind the scenes, while the corrupt elements are being exposed as a part of the ongoing pantomime events of this war. Remember that Q told us to trust Ray. And I view these raids on CCP operations as a clear indication that the good guys are firmly in control. The process of unearthing all the enemy assets within the FBI and the other three-letter agencies has not been quick, nor has it been easy. And with intel emerging as to the role that whistleblowers will play in the events still to come as we move deeper into the storm, it seems very likely to me that the enemy will have their own assets emerge posing as FBI whistleblowers to redirect narratives and influence the process of investigations that are already underway. Q the Storm Writer, whom I strongly believe has his finger on the pulse of the truth behind the scenes, dropped some intel on this topic on Telegram just the other day. And he said that some of the FBI whistleblowers are moles who have infiltrated into the Patriot movement. And he warned us to be very wary of any FBI whistleblower, because remember, folks, this is the year of the whistleblower. We're about to get an absolute deluge of these folks stepping forward. And some of them are going to be good, and some of them are going to be working for the Black Hats. And so again, he's warning us to be very wary of any whistleblower, particularly out of the FBI, who states as a part of whatever it is that they're revealing that there is no such thing as the White Hats, there's no Black Hats, there's no Gray Hats, there's no plan to save the world. He pointed out that some of these FBI whistleblowers are smooth talkers, and they give a lot of information, but it's information that patriots and Anons, and as he calls us, freedom fighters, when he's absolutely right, we already knew a very long time ago. And so he's basically reminding us that the FBI is trained in psychological profiling, in programming, in infiltration, in psychological warfare. And so some of these FBI whistleblowers are actually going to be deep state fakes. And they're there to cause disruption among not only we the people, but also the investigations in Congress conservative communities in general, the sheriffs, on and on and on. And so he's urging everybody out there to keep their guard up, especially those of us who have followers and or podcasts and put out information. Because the deep state has deployed several FBI moles who are functioning as double and triple agents. They're posing as whistleblowers. And so this is something that we can expect as disclosure ramps up. And this was done, of course, because the enemy knew that placing FBI moles into conservative patriot communities would cause chaos. They would sow the seeds of distrust. And so I happen to completely agree with him on this level of infiltration and their tactics. We have to remember to use our discernment and to understand that some of those who appear to be coming forward to do the right thing are actually very well-trained operatives whose objective is to appear to be on our side while undermining the movement by providing false information and in the process defaming the white hats and Q. We need to remember that the primary goal of the enemy is to derail the real investigations and protect the darkest secrets of the cabal, which the white hats are at war to expose effectively to the world. So with the exception of our leaders on the inside who can never divulge the existence of the plan for obvious reasons, those people aside, I do believe we need to be very suspicious of those coming forward, supposedly with truthful information, while at the same time causing division and causing fear, or at least attempting to, within the patriot community. But the simple fact, folks, is nothing can stop what's coming. The ugly truth is continuing to emerge about the three-letter agencies, particularly how the CIA, which we know is just an offshoot of the Nazi SS, named their seven AI supercomputers after the dwarfs from Snow White. And that the term Snow White is code for sex with little girls. I mean, just stop for a moment to wrap your brain around the evil of this institution, naming its computers after pedophile slang, and you can really appreciate the complexity and the depravity of the enemy that we're dealing with. And of course, we're coming to find out that top executives at JP Morgan were in direct contact with Epstein asking for Snow Whites to satisfy their sick desires. And these revelations, as we know, as serious as they are just examples of the larger reality, which is that we're dealing with an elite worldwide pedophile ring involved in blackmailing politicians, Hollywood celebrities, and certainly the banking elite. And it's truly incredible to watch as the mainstream media outlets are being forced to report on this, including NBC and CNN. And eventually it's going to fully come out that Epstein worked with the CIA-controlled Disneyland and, of course, Disney World, and had young women dress up as Snow White to have sex with JP Morgan elite officials and use JP Morgan emails directly for services of pedophilia. And young teens, and of course, much younger than teens, dressed as Snow White. And the whole human sex trafficking operation directed by Epstein and the CIA. The general public is going to eventually come to understand that Disney is directly connected to one of the largest U.S. financial institutions in the world, JP Morgan. That runs Wall Street, of course, and is connected to BlackRock, to Vanguard, to the Fortune 500 companies, to the Committee of 300, to Davos, on and on and on. So JP Morgan, despite their legal PR claim that they're not liable for these connections to Epstein with their former executives, well, the reality is, folks, is they are now in the crosshairs, particularly within the narrative space, as the white hat military operations in high government positions begin the exposure of the Epstein list. Things are really starting to heat up now. This is going to bring down the entire house of cards. And this is why we're seeing panic in DC, panic in Hollywood, panic all over the world. They know that the hammer is dropping, and there is nothing that they can do to stop it. There is nothing they can do to prevent what's coming. Justice is coming to all of these demons. And this is why we've seen such a dramatic escalation of false flag events. And we'll undoubtedly see this pattern increase in the weeks ahead, as this freight train of disclosure continues barreling its way into the consciousness of the world. The deep state in Europe, according to my research, is planning huge false flag events. We're going to see more toxic chemical explosions to create fear, to create tension, and of course, distractions and confusion. Ultimately, their goal is to create civil unrest and civil war. And this is all connected to the revelations stemming from the Epstein story. Epstein is the keystone. And this is expected to hit EU officials by this summer. And of course, all of the corporations that are wrapped up, because the corporations are the cabal, as we know. The whole world elite power structure is going to be brought down. They know it. And this is going to be the vehicle that's going to do it. And yes, there are going to be other factors as well, of course. We understand that this is not going to be a singular event, but there is certainly no understating the importance of the Epstein story. And that's why they have deployed all assets to strike back and to lead the world into war. That's what they're doing. That's why they are engaging in overt attacks on the American people. Yes, with plausible deniability. But this is a corporate assault on the people of this country, and not just this country. This is going to spread, folks, all over the world. As you know, every single day, we're just seeing more examples, more attacks against we the people. This is what panic looks like. As the Epstein interviews are released, which has already been announced by the FBI, all hell is going to break loose. And if you think that we've seen chaos up until this point, buckle up, folks, because everything is going to erupt. In the very near, at least in my opinion, the very near and foreseeable future. Not only that, I also believe that Twitter is going to play a massive role in the disclosure of this and many other issues, including the full truth about COVID. Now, I've also heard that top elites on the Epstein list are getting ready to sue the government. This is their response. They're going to try to sue the government. They're going to try to sue the courts. They're going to try to sue the states. Anyone who publicly shares the list and the information being released is going to be targeted. This is a desperation move, and this is why they've been so actively attempting to implement their censorship machine. And the White Hats knew it. That's all part of game theory. They knew this was going to bring about their own destruction. This censorship agenda has always been in anticipation of these revelations being inevitable. This is why they're in a race against time to strip away all of our freedoms, to genocide us, to merge us with machines, to merge our consciousness ultimately onto the dark web and dispose of us, to use whoever remains as a literal battery for their future plans. All of these dots are connected. So I'm hearing that high-powered lawyers throughout the United States are getting ready for class action lawsuits to counter the Epstein list and the information dropping that's only going to serve the purpose of more rapidly accelerating the awakening of the population. That's why nothing can stop what's coming. No matter what they do, it plays into our hands. And that awakening of the population, of course, is the real objective behind all of these 5D chess moves. In the end, an awakened population, not under the control of the cabal, is a death sentence for them. But we did talk about fake whistleblowers. We have to also mention that they're not all going to be fake. There are going to be some very real whistleblowers, even from within the Epstein ring, who are going to come forward. There are some major surprises in store, folks, as this sordid web unravels. Remember that the military is holding many Trump cards from inside the three-letter agencies and the government. The military has it all. And so as this accelerates, and the elites all over the world continue to experience deeper levels of panic, we can see the direct connection to all the false flag events that we've discussed in recent days. From the balloons, to the UFOs, to the train derailments, and several other things, I'm sure, that are scheduled for arrival in the very near future. All of these events are intended to distract and derail the real threat, which is the elevation of human consciousness amidst the disclosure of their evil. At this stage, like I said, folks, everything the enemy does backfires against them. And speaking of Epstein, whom we can hardly mention without bringing up one of his primary clients, the Clintons, well, it turns out that yet another number has been added to that infamous body count of the Arkansas crime boss family. It was reported that a Clinton aide linked to Jeffrey Epstein was found with a gunshot wound to his chest and tied to a tree with a cord around his neck, and his death has been ruled a suicide, despite no sign of a weapon. And this grisly scene has finally been revealed 9 months after he died. The judge eventually ruled that details of the case could be released, but no photographs. Now, the UK's Daily Mail, which in my view has undoubtedly been infiltrated by the White Hats and therefore has become a valuable disclosure vehicle and a barometer of intel being dispensed to the public, as it relates to the progression of the Overton window, they put out a very interesting article breaking all this down. So I'm going to read a brief excerpt. The autopsy report written by Perry County Sheriff's Deputy Jeremy Lawson says he was called to the ranch by worker Samantha McElroy, who had found Middleton's abandoned black BMW SUV. McElroy then walked around a cottage on the ranch. Almost immediately after stepping around the corner of the cottage, she started yelling. Upon reaching the back of the cottage, she pointed towards the rear of the property and asked if that was a person. And it goes on to say, I could see what at first appeared to be a man sitting near a tree, and as my eyes focused better, I could see a rope of some type going from the tree limb to the male. And Lawson said it was clear that Middleton was dead. He said, quote, I could see that he had a gunshot wound to the chest and that he had a knot tied in an extension cord that was around his neck and was attached to the limb directly above him. The deputy said a search of Middleton's vehicle turned up 3 boxes of buckshot in a gun case, but no weapon. The details give fresh insight into the death of Middleton, a 46-year-old married father of 2 daughters who was found dead on May 7th of last year. So there you have it, folks. Another key Clinton figure mysteriously is suicided in an obvious attempt to cover up a homicide. I mean, you literally have to be insane to believe their narrative. And as if that weren't enough Clinton-related news for one day, it turns out, as Pepe Lives Matter reported on Telegram, the recent plane crash in Arkansas outside of Clinton Airport was carrying a team of toxicologists and environmental experts who were headed to East Palestine to test the water, soil, and air quality. There were no survivors. Just let that sink in for a moment. And by the way, this happened just as the EPA has ordered Norfolk Southern to clean up the Ohio train derailment site and cover all associated costs. And if the company fails to complete the ordered actions, the agency will seek to compel Norfolk Southern to pay three times the cost. Now, certainly there have been different explanations offered as to the severity of the event, which was officially termed a controlled burn. But independent scientists who have gone there to investigate have asserted that they didn't control the oxygen and the vinyl chloride, the fuel supply, basically. And therefore, the dioxin release is a clear and present danger to everyone east of the Mississippi. Now, I don't know whether the EPA is gearing up for a land grab or whether they're simply trying to avoid exposing the true threat of these chemicals being released into the environment. But it's clear that they're tying up as many loose ends as they can in anticipation of what's going to be revealed, and in a larger sense, in anticipation of what's coming, which we know nothing can stop. And these totally unhinged narratives are getting increasingly obvious to the general public. And I have to say, it is really fascinating to watch the internal takedown of mainstream media. This is a subject I discussed with Kerry Cassidy just the other day. And I raised the theory that the White Hats have been maneuvering covertly to flip mainstream media from within, to accelerate the awakening process, so that folks more readily accept the horrific realities which are steadily coming to light, in accordance with the paradigm of their MKUltra programming. And particularly interesting is the direction that CNN now appears to be headed in the wake of a Trump supporter taking over the reins. They're now giving airtime to Epstein-related connections, which would never have seen the light of day just a very short time ago. The reality is, folks, is that inside CNN, there is an absolute meltdown occurring right now. And there are reports of infighting that have reached an all-time high because, as once again Q the Storm Rider reported, most CNN employees are now aware that the station has been infiltrated. And that CNN, just like Twitter, is going to self-destruct. They're going to start reporting the truth. They're going to bring in disclosure of the deep state agenda. And of course, its connection to DARPA and the Pentagon. So they're going through an internal house cleaning as CNN anchors and CNN editors are finally becoming aware that something major is happening behind the scenes. All of the cards that make up their house of power are collapsing in spectacular fashion. This is why Tedros of the World Health Organization came out and announced this week, quote, "The WHO member states are hosting discussions on amendments to the international health regulations. Next week, countries will begin negotiations on a zero draft of the new pandemic accord," end quote. This basically translates into a message to get ready for the next man-made pandemic. Folks know that SG Anon talked about this possible attack vector coming into play as a basis for military intervention. And with fake Biden gearing up to completely hand over our sovereignty over medical policy to the World Health Organization, this appears to be a very likely possibility. We all know that this would pave the way for them to attempt forced jabs. And we also know that this would certainly lead to civil war in the United States if they try to go down that road. So this, I do believe, is a very important development that we have to keep our eyes on as the storm intensifies. The White Hats know full well that we, the Patriots, have red lines that will not be crossed without a kinetic response. And I've discussed this in the past. So I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that they might allow the announcement of forced jabs or even go so far as to make a world government initiative public in the very near future as a way to force the climax of this war. But I don't think they're going to actually attempt to implement that, particularly here in the United States, because it will lead to war. There is just no two ways about it. So I happen to think that we're going to see this and many other black swan events to accomplish the joint objectives of continuing to wake people into joining the grassroots resistance and providing a just rationale for the military to emerge from the shadows and to end this nightmare. But we also know that many other variables are at play, and that no decision is made inside a vacuum without a myriad of potential fallout. So whatever course we take, and for however long it takes to develop, I continue to believe that it is paramount that we remember the scope of this war. What's at stake if we move prematurely? And therefore, we must temper our expectations accordingly. But that's not to say we shouldn't get excited by all the positive developments happening. I mean, I know I am. Particularly the exposure of the truth behind the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sabotage, which has garnered international attention after Cy Hirsch blew the lid off the official narrative and explained in detail his source information, which appears to be accurate from my research. And he also pointed out that the so-called Chinese spy balloon was actually a federally funded weather balloon from the University of Alaska, and that he knows they were not for that stated purpose. And I continue to suspect that the release of toxic dioxins into the environment from all these train derailments and the industrial plant fires may be related to at least one of their objectives with the balloons in terms of maximizing a potential deadly effect. But it's also equally possible, as I've discussed recently, that they could be related to plotting an EMP attack, seeding the atmosphere with toxins for a scheduled release, and even the possibility that portal locations are being investigated and or that these recon devices may be even related to gearing up for a Project Bluebeam false flag alien invasion. At this stage, it's really too early to tell conclusively. But what we do know for sure is that all of these events are interrelated. And at an even deeper level, they are an attempt to distract the public so that they can escape what's coming. But again, it's not going to work. European news outlets are now reporting that the United States could be behind the Nord Stream attack. And that's vitally important, folks. Millions of people in Europe are sharing this news. They're sharing it on Facebook. Really, every form of social media. And undoubtedly, this is going to lead to investigations in Europe. This is all part of the plan. This is a military sting to expose the real cabal motive behind the war in Ukraine, amid so many other crimes. Not only that, the news report that the Biden administration blew up the Nord Stream gas pipelines with the help of Norway is being interpreted globally as the biggest story in the world, which, of course, the majority of the mainstream media is doing their best to ignore. But the good news is that individuals in many countries, including security experts, former government officials, and even a number of top European newspapers, are refusing to let these claims be buried by the next news cycle. And they're calling for international investigations. And that is continuing to build with every passing day, folks. There is a growing recognition that the same international mainstream media conglomerate that once went along with the claims of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, this same group, this same Mockingbird media, simply cannot be trusted to investigate and then subsequently reveal the truth about the Nord Stream sabotage attacks. It's just not going to happen. And finally, people are waking up to that reality. And of course, Russia was the first country pushing for an investigation. And China was not far behind. And as that alliance becomes increasingly cozy, the West is absolutely losing their minds. They're now sending U.S. troops to Taiwan in anticipation of a Chinese incursion there. And they're screaming that a Russian-Chinese alliance would lead to world war. It's all part of the show, folks. The reality is that alliance already exists in the form of BRICS, as we all know. But this is all playing out for the normies to get up to speed. So the panic is truly palpable as the enemy can see the economic and military balance of power shifting with every passing day into the control of the BRICS nations. And this attempt to use a false flag sabotage event to draw the world into war once again as a means of hiding the crimes of the cabal is not going to work. All of their criminal activity, particularly related to money laundering through Ukraine, is coming out. And the entire system is going to collapse. Zero Hedge actually reported that Sam Bankman-Fried was charged on Thursday with 12 new counts, including illegally making over 300 political donations to the tune of tens of millions of dollars through straw donors using corporate funds. And the article states that, quote, Bankman-Fried's use of straw donors allowed him to evade contribution limits on individual donations to candidates to whom he had already donated, which impaired the FEC's functioning. And then goes on to say, quote, in dozens of instances, Bankman-Fried's use of straw donors allowed him to evade contribution limits on individual donations to candidates to whom he already donated. As a result of this fraudulent conduct, Sam Bankman-Fried and his co-conspirators caused false information to be reported by campaigns to PACs to the FEC. End quote. And so this string that's being pulled right now is going to reveal levels of financial corruption that are going to be truly staggering to most of the population when they learn how cryptocurrency in particular has been used to fund every kind of evil imaginable, and not only that, to keep these demons in power by generating illicit revenue streams from actions that can only be described as unspeakable and depraved. The entire world will unite and never be the same. So hold the line, patriots, and take heart in knowing that the plan is working. And we are indeed approaching where we have all known for quite some time now was our necessary destination before we reach the end of this war. And that is the precipice of destruction, which will propel us into a unity and expanded consciousness never known before to humanity. We are God's dearest creation, and our preparation for this moment, for the eye of the storm, is near complete. We will see this through to the end, and we will preside over both the rebirth of our republic as well as a true worldwide golden age, where every moment of pain, every form of sacrifice, and every ounce of loss will be looked upon as not only necessary, while tragic, but worth it, so that our progeny would be able to experience a level of freedom that this world and its inhabitants have never known before. God wins. And on the other side of this storm, folks, a true golden age awaits. You know it in your heart. You can feel it in your soul. It's what brought you here. The very best is yet to come. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Please let me know in the comments. Please take a moment to leave a like if you did enjoy this podcast. Also, take a moment to follow me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Also, folks, check out the links in the description. There's a link to follow me on Telegram, where I'm very active, and also Truth Social as well. And speaking of links in the description, folks, please consider becoming a patron. I have such an amazing amount of gratitude for those folks out there who have chosen to become patrons. And my way of saying thank you to them is to release all of my new content first on patrons to acknowledge the amazing difference that they have made in this journey for me. And I also wanted to mention, folks, patriotunderground.shop. Please take a moment to pick up an item or two. I just added some new hats, which are really amazing. Everything is really affordably priced, and it does help me out quite a bit. So please take a moment, pick up an item or two, show your support of the show. And finally, folks, before I leave you tonight, I just want to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com, the best company out there for all of your household and personal products, manufactured right here in the United States, a company that is in direct competition with all of the big box conglomerates that are owned by the cabal. This is a no-brainer. This is money that you're going to spend anyway. You might as well spend it with the good guys. Realign your financial resources. Reallocate them so that they align with your spiritual values. I made the switch along with many members of my audience who have been very satisfied. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks. Thank you for listening. God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon. Patriot.